Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 here on the program. We'll be talking to Misfits Boxing President Mams Taylor at the end of this hour. He's got an accent. That's all I really know about him.
Talks like this.
British?
I assume so. Unless he's just fooling everybody. Misfits Boxing is going to be at the James L. Knight Center on Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys are so inclined to check it out. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. It looks kind of gloomy outside.
Does it? Ominous?
It just looks... No, it just looks like, you know... How can I explain it? Vlad, I can explain it to you. You've lived up north. When it's in the winter and it's cloudy, but it's not raining. It's just a gloomy, cloudy day. But
doom
it
don't look
like it's going to rain or anything.
It just looks doom and gloom. Doom and gloom.
It just that's what it looks like. It doesn't look like it's going to rain because there's no like rain clouds, but it's very cloudy.
It just messes up your whole thought process of like what to do. You don't. Yeah. You're like, eh, I can do something. But you're still.
I don't want to commit to it.
I don't want to commit to it. Right. So this is. I know exactly what you're saying.
And then this time of year, it's still hot, so you could go to the beach, but there's no sun.
Like yeah. Okay. So on a summer night, like in August, today is like you said. Let me hit the beach, or let me hit Las Olas. But then you're also thinking there's a good chance that these clouds might actually come in and it starts raining. And then you're like, why did I step out the house when I could have stayed my ass home?
So you just don't stay home. Here, it's almost like the cone of uncertainty.
It's almost like Tobin's thought processes with his teams.
I feel like my thought processes are spot on.
Oh, my goodness. You
right now
something else.
Right now, France is on top of Germany, 66-55, 6 minutes left in the game, Leroy. The winner moves on to the gold medal game and will await the winner of Team USA versus Serbia.
There's no way they're going to let France lose this game now.
Well, they got all the momentum right now. They've doubled up their score in the second half. Germany.
He's got the blind hair.
Where? Which one?
The German.
Is that Bingo? Bongo? I forget his name. Bamingo, I think is his name. Big man.
I tell you what. Regardless of what country, a lot of non-intangibles playing basketball today.
Not for Serbia.
Yeah. What do you mean? Serbia's got nothing but intangibles.
Serbia's
they got nothing but intangibles. That's the only country.
Maybe a horse.
They do have a horse.
I got to tell you, I have caught myself watching more Olympics than I thought I would.
Me too. I've loved it.
But it's like I've always said to you, Todd, I like watching competition. It don't really matter what.
I've watched all kinds of competition.
Right. And it's crazy. Like you watch the gymnastics.
Love it.
Like I had somebody text me. He says, man, this pole vault. I say, you just watch it for the crashes.
Oh, I love it. But when they make it, you get really happy.
Yeah, when that guy broke the world record yesterday the other day, I was happy for him.
Yeah, the Swedish guy.
You know what happens is, and then folks get confused because they do the decathlon and they do the same events, but they're good at everything, but not great at one thing. And so you get caught up with, didn't the guy that went to shop with went like 60 meters or whatever.
So you're saying they're a bunch of track and field guys, bunch of track and field Eichenbergs?
No, but they do 10 events, dude.
Well, he's played 10 positions.
True.
Oh my goodness. Here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen now.
What's that?
Eichenberg's gonna have a good year. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to try to wiggle out of calling. I didn't call him a bum. What I said was, and then we're going to do the wiggle room thing again.
No wiggle room. If he can, first of all, I'm rooting for that. I hope that happens. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
Nothing would please me more than him shutting me up and proving me wrong. But you know what? I'm not going to be negative about it. You know what? I'm gonna say, you know, from now on, I'm going to have a no Eichenberg harassment rule. I'm not going to bother Liam Eichenberg. I'm not going to say nothing about I'll even say good things about Liam Eichenberg if that meant that he is going to be a better player. I don't think it's going to happen.
But see, there you go. You didn't even last 2 minutes.
I just don't think it's going to happen, but I will try. I will try.
Wait, can I just ask you this? Because here's the conversation that I have with a lot of my friends who think this of players, right? Like, first of all, he's amongst the 1% of 1% of people that do that job. Mm-hmm. So let's start there. Second of all, it is really hard to play three different positions on the offensive line, which is why he hasn't really been able to excel at any position because they've needed him to move around. Now that he's only playing one position, if nobody gets hurt, keep in mind, he's going to be the first one they move. But if nobody gets hurt and he only plays one position and can excel at that one position, why wouldn't you think he would be better? Like, I'm telling you, it's a hard thing to do. That's why I tell you, a lot of times they'll draft centers because the centers can then play guard.
Right.
A lot of times they'll draft guards, and then that means you don't have to draft a lot of different positions because you have one guy who you can work in all those positions. So if he only plays one position and he excels at it because nobody gets hurt and they don't have to move him around, right? There's your answer right there. It wasn't that he sucked. It's that they moved him around so much. And it's a hard thing to do. I'm telling you, it's really hard.
What if he does play this year at one position and still stinks?
Oh, then okay. Then we, like, yeah. Yeah, then and I bet you the team's going to be the same way. Yo, we gave you a spot. And like, you know,
anyway.
But at some point, everybody's going to reach that same conclusion. But I'm telling you why you may reach that conclusion sooner because you don't fully understand what he's going through.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Dolphins, first preseason game against the Atlanta Falcons. 7 o'clock is your kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. Jordan Poyer's wife, by the way, she revealed on social media that her husband is dealing with a thumb injury. That is why he has missed the last 6 practices.
Thumb injuries suck. But if it's football and he plays linebacker.
Safety.
Put the club on him. Hey.
Man, you killed, was it Philip Wheeler for that?
I did not kill Philip Wheeler. I killed the head coach knowing that he just left the offense that likes to flex that tight end out wide, and your best option was to put somebody out there with a billy club on their hand when you knew that was coming. He should have never got caught off guard with that. You were just there. And he's out there man-to-man Hellboy. Out there with a Hellboy arm, right? And wonder why he got beat. That's what I was mad about. You just went with their offense. You know what they're going to do. So,
I love a good Hellboy reference, man.
Yeah. Don't come at me with that foolishness. I knew what I was saying. It had nothing to do with Phil Wheeler. It had to do with the damn coach. Phil Wheeler shouldn't have been out there trying to play DB.
Preseason football starts, gets going. There's some more tonight.
What the hell?
Carolina Panthers take on the Patriots at 7 o'clock. That's on NFL Network. And then the Giants host the Lions at 7.
That's the reason why you love the Olympics, Leroy.
Why?
Because it's real competition just to get you to the football season. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we
need. It's been helpful. It has been helpful.
I'm going through the channels and I'm like, ooh, look. I was watching Diamond. They were explaining it. Ooh, she had a little splash here. And then one of the Chinese girls went in, dip barely broke the water. I'm like, damn, that's a 10 right there.
Like a heron.
She went in with no look, dude, from 30 feet in the air, flipping around, hit the water, no splash.
Man.
I'm like, wow, that's got to be a 10.
Was it a 10?
It was a 10.
Perfect.
Look at you, diving entrepreneur.
No,
look
I
at
wasn't,
that.
But it was amazing.
He's an aficionado.
He's an aficionado right now.
Then I immediately went to Instagram to see diving fails.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Of course you did.
Of course. Oh.
You really are a child.
I'll tell you what. I get caught up in just watching that stuff.
We'll take a break. But first, if you guys want to go to Country Bay Music Festival right now, caller number 3 to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of two-day general admission passes. It is November 9th and November 10th at Miami Marine Stadium. Got Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Diplo presents Thomas Wesley. Dustin Lynch is going to be there. If you guys want to go, call it 3 right now to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of two-day general admission passes. It is November 9th and 10th. If you don't win your way in, you can purchase your tickets at countrybaymusicfestival.com. But right now, caller 3 will get a pair of tickets, a pair of two-day passes to Country Bay Music Festival. Back after this. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. If you guys miss any of the show, you get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all podcast platforms. I know there's been some merging. We changed back channels, so you guys might want to check your feed on that, but I believe everything should be up and running. And if you're not able to, if you're having any issues, you guys could go to YouTube and Twitch and watch the full episode there. Miami 560 WQAM. Wagner?
Not going out without a fight.
Das! This is like an Eastern European war.
How about this?
70-68 with 35 seconds left.
Who's got the ball? I don't have USA. We don't have USA over here. The USA
France
awards.
With just under 40 seconds left here, Vlad. Down 2. France crowd going crazy, of course. And this is to go to the gold medal game.
Let's go Germans. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Really? Just because you don't like the French?
I don't like Gobert. I'm just worried that the U.S. is going to get screwed. Some chicanery.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, I get you. Because that would be the biggest thing for France, to host the Olympics and to beat the Americans in the sport that America loves the most.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely see some shady stuff going on.
Yeah, like I could see.
The hometown team.
What? All of a sudden, LeBron's got 3 fouls in like the first 2 minutes of the game? Yeah, they're going to do something. It's going to be like crazy calls. All of a sudden, like Embiid and Bam got 3 fouls in the first half.
No, you're right. It's right for chicanery, for sure. It is right for chicanery. But this has been a fun back and forth. It looked like France had this in the bag, and Germany not going down. They are bringing the ball up the court right now as they will try and ice this game. 15 left on the shot clock for France.
Who gets the ball? Fernier or?
I gotta imagine they're going to give it to Wemby.
Because they got to make Wemby the biggest star. They want to do this. This is all for Wemby. If he could lead them to a gold medal.
Wow.
What happened?
Nick Batum in the corner misses a 3.
Ooh, rebound?
And rebound goes to Wagner, but he falls all over his face and he turns it over. He had it, dude. He had the ball. He's calling for a trip on Fournier. I don't know if he's going to get it.
Hey, man, do VAR like in soccer.
I don't know if he's going to get it, dude. I think that was just his intangibles failing him.
Ah, there's nothing worse when your intangibles fail you.
Looks like he short-circuited. He got too excited. He got too excited. Tough for Wagner.
Which Wagner? The good one or the brother? The other one?
Franz.
Why they put the first name on there?
So they can tell them apart?
Everybody's a Wagner. I mean, most people are Wagners down there in Germany, bro. I would think that's a common
name. They do that in a lot of countries.
12 seconds left. 12 seconds left right now.
Foul.
You got a foul.
Got a foul.
Man, he's going to be killing himself over that.
Yeesh.
Had it. Had that ball. Wow. What a situation we got going on here. Do you think it's going to be as dramatic later this afternoon?
No.
No.
Me neither. Me neither.
Even though you won it, though.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
But
you're implying.
Well, I'm just saying if that situation did happen, and of course, that has to be under the circumstances of a Jovic game winner.
So I have a question.
Sure.
All these New Yorkers down here that go, I'm a Dolphins fan, unless they play the Jets or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
No bigs. But me and a team that I played for,
right?
You giving me a hard time.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm relating it to you because I'm just trying to say you and me are kind of the same in this situation.
No, we're not.
No, but we are.
Have skin in the game like that.
I have skin in the game. I have skin in the Jovic game. That's my guy.
That's one of your favorite players. That's different than having skin in the game of an organization.
I have skin in the game.
Tobin.
What?
Stop acting like...
Ooh, Wembanyama misses a free throw.
Hey, dude, I'm behind. Stop spoiling it.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, no. No, that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hear anything from you, problem. Dragon spoiler. He looks a little nervous. The cheeks are tight. The French cheeks are tight right now.
Is he French?
Wembanyama. Wembanyama needs to make this a 3-point game.
Wouldn't it be the same way like what happened with Australia? And who did Australia play? They went in overtime with Patty Mills.
Serbia,
yeah.
All right, he hits the second one. They're up 3, 11 seconds left.
If you're France, do you foul so that you don't give them a 3-point shot? You play the free throw game?
I think at some point you get a foul and a ball in these rules.
I don't know what the foul situation is. I'm not sure if they have one to give or
what. They took a timeout and moved it up the court.
Wow. It's all happening right now. France.
It's amazing that on a team of tall dudes, everybody has to reach up to dap him.
Yeah.
That's some tight cheeks, Karen. That's some tight cheeks.
Woo!
Rudy Gobert.
Yes, sir.
Look at him. He's
just
nervous.
Standing there. The coach is like, get out of here. Oh, you see Spo. Spo's excited. He's in the tunnel right now. They're showing him. He's happy because he's not next to Embiid right now.
Come on. We realized what was going on.
Is Embiid out? Which, again.
I don't know if we've got word.
Again.
He's not with the space.
Wait.
I already
set this up for you guys earlier. So, it won't be a shocker.
Hmm?
It won't be a shocker if Embiid.
No, it won't be a shocker. No. But it was. But that does make all the sense in the world now that he was dealing with that. Why Spo was so like, hey man, you're not doing this right.
Yeah, like they're about to lie, and this guy's just totally ruining the lie. That's why both Spo and Steve Kerr looked at him like this guy.
You're ruining the cover up, Joel. Come on, dude.
Well, Rudy Gobert didn't play the second half apparently.
No, the coach hates him.
Wow.
He's another one. He's like made of a finger surgery or something like that. Coach is like, finger surgery.
I almost didn't recognize Schroeder without his blondie.
All right, we got the inbounds coming here from Germany. Oh, man. Big action. He does do the foul. They had the foul to give.
Okay. Foul to give. Yeah, they're going to play the free throw game, bro. Their Europeans like to play the free throw game. They're going to extend the game.
Ah, here comes Gobert. Don't throw him a lob. Trying to get the and one. He'll blow it.
Well, wait, no. Gobert's defense. He's in there for defense.
Fair point.
France, yeah.
But why would you have Gobert in defense when they're going
to
shoot a three?
Oh, he is the free three. All right, so Schroeder's at the line. They did not have a foul to give. I apologize.
Oh, you see, they're playing it? Yeah.
Oh, misses it.
Well, he can't miss this one now.
He got to miss it.
No, he can't. They're going to have to play the free throw. They're going to have to
miss because he's going to want to get that rebound, get a hit, clank it hard, try and kick it out for a three.
Tubman, you're spoiling the game for people. Eh. I need you to pause.
Didn't know
I don't know what to tell you, J-Fig. There's other people who are listening who aren't watching the game right now.
Yeah, so. Just that's what I say. Mute Tubman because I'm behind too.
I'm not muted.
You know what? Why don't we just take a break and you can watch the end of it? We'll take a break.
You can have an interview.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. France is moving on. They have beaten Germany, and they are headed to the gold medal game They will await the winner of Team USA versus Serbia, which is coming up at 3 o'clock. Of course, Heat's Bam Adebayo been playing great for Team USA. Nikola Jovic, if he's not sick, could be back for Serbia. But Serbia has gotten their butts kicked by Team USA twice. But don't get lulled into sleep.
And like what happened yesterday ain't got nothing to do with what's going to happen today.
Those games don't matter anymore.
Okay.
Behind you, Leroy.
All right.
Now, we've been giving away a bunch of tickets to this. The fans are fired up. James L. Knight Center coming up this weekend. Misfits Boxing is going down. And we got the co-president joining us here. Mams Taylor joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mams, what's going on? How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. How excited are you for this event coming up on Saturday?
I'm really excited. It's going to be a stacked card. Our shows are always a great atmosphere. First time in Miami. First time Misfits comes to Miami. Definitely not my first time. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
This matchup between Bruckner and FaceTime, this is a heated matchup. These guys like each other. Is there personal beef here? How did this one come to be?
Well, it's for the first round of the Cruiserweight tournament, and both are very equally matched and can really fight. They have a big following. Bruckner's got a family channel, and FaZe is a gamer with a big following from FaZe Clan. And they're both the nicest guys. So honestly, a lot of what happens in Misfits is there's beefs that get settled, essentially. With this, it's nothing like a presidential debate when they're arguing. I'll tell you that much.
It's not. Wait, that all changed soon as somebody get hit, right? Oh,
well, that's what I'm saying. They're definitely not taking it easy on each other in the ring. So that's where the action is going to be. They're right. Both just very nice guys, but there are a lot of guys on the card that aren't that nice as well. So it's worth tuning in. We have as well as the Misfits boxers, the crossover boxing. We have Jahan Ingram, who knocked out Rolly Romero in sparring. He's 4-0, four knockouts, making his debut with us in Misfits Pro. And we have Amir Anderson, who's a 10-time champion, should have been in the Olympics, but there's been some politics and stuff of that nature. He'd have been bringing home the gold, but he's signed to Misfits now, so it worked out for me.
So, what is the mix you like when you're putting these cards together between guys who want to settle personal beefs as opposed to, you know, putting on guys who are going to put on entertaining fights?
Honestly, I think combat sports has moved towards more entertainment. There's guys from the UFC that get cut if they're not entertaining fighters, even if they're 9-0, 10-0. If they're not entertaining the crowd and they're just wrestling and hugging you, and they don't get the airtime anymore. So you've got to be careful to create a blend where it's going to be good action on and off camera. At the same time, Mayweather, for the casual fan, was not the most exciting fighter. You have to be really into boxing to appreciate how amazing his technique was. But for the casual fan, they tuned in because he was so entertaining, and they wanted a 5% chance to watch this guy get knocked out because of his, you know, his demeanor and his right. What they perceived as arrogance. So they're like, oh man, I'm gonna watch Andre Berto. Maybe Berto will knock him out. You know, maybe not Berto as much. No diss to him, but you know. There were times where people believed Conor McGregor could beat Mayweather. Now, I knew that wasn't going to happen, but the perception of that is what right. made that the second biggest pay-per-view of all time. So I think we have a really good mix of that. We've got some characters that you'll either love or you'll hate and you won't be indifferent to, and we've got guys who really they don't hesitate, then they don't pull their punches. So it's a very entertaining product.
You think it's a shame that the skill of not getting hit is not valued anymore because it's deemed not entertaining?
Yes, but I think it's still appreciated by hardcore boxing fans and enthusiasts who understand it. But you know, it's a different time. It's the same in the music business. It's the same in lots of other businesses. It's not just talent that makes you a superstar right. in that sport. You have to come. Social media is such a big thing, isn't it? And it's only just growing and growing. So if you don't have a profile and you're not able to entertain on the microphone, it's gonna affect your superstardom to a degree, you know?
Man, do you feel like we've reached a breaking point at all, though, with the crossovers, with the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing? Because, like, he's so old, man. I love Mike Tyson. Like, this is one of the historic figures of boxing. And, like, the idea that he's at 58 going to go take on somebody who may be juiced to the gills and is still a big puncher, like, I don't like it, man. I think there is, do you, as somebody who is in this game, but like, do you think there's a breaking point at a certain of what the crossover should be?
Yes, I absolutely do. I mean, look, for Misfits Boxing, our health and safety, we do more testing than any other governing body, anyone else when it comes to our fighters' health. We make sure they have MRIs, everything that is not mandatory in the different states that we fight in. We certainly would never put a 58-year-old against a 25-year-old in their prime. And I'll tell you, look, Mike Tyson could, and you guys might argue with me, but Mike Tyson could have been the greatest ever if he continued on the trajectory when he was with Rooney, and he didn't get into partying and all the stuff that he got into. He could have been the best ever. He had the most unbelievable raw talent, and his footwork and his head movement was insane. But then if you watch after he left Rooney, because Rooney was like, look, I'm not going to coach you if you're going to keep partying and not turning up and being late. Because when Customoto was around, Mike wouldn't do that kind of stuff, right. You know? Mm-hmm. So when that happened, he would go to his fights and rely solely on his extraordinary power, and it would win him the fights. And, you know, he's out in Japan partying the night before he's fighting Buster Douglas. That was going to happen sooner or later. It was going to catch up with him. And his legacy was tarnished by a bunch of stuff, but he somehow has turned it around. He's a lovable guy. You know, I'm not awe-inspired by too many people, but Mike is one of them. Every time I've seen Mike, I'm like, oh my God, I'm fangirling over him. You know, it's Mike Tyson. That guy had the aura that no other boxer ever had. Just by looking at you, you crapped your pants, you know? So his legacy to be tarnished by fighting someone that much younger than him. Mike was done 20 years ago when he sat on that stool and said, I'm done, when an average heavyweight boxer beat him. So at 60 years old, he's going to come and fight someone who's in their prime, who's an average boxer at best, and he's going to get himself hurt. It's a terrible thing. It should not be allowed. No commission should allow that fight, to be honest with you.
And I'm with you, man. Like, it's one of those things where, you know, I just think I get the game. Like, I'm not, like, against this stuff. I'm not, you know, we've been to influencer boxing cards. We've been to bare knuckle. We've been to everything. Right. But I do remember, like, I went to one where, like, Holyfield was 60, and he went in there with a Vitor Belfort who was, you know, looking like he was dipped in some good stuff. And I'm like, that's just – there has to be a breaking point at some point.
I agree. Look, if you're going to match up, like, not Holyfield, but if Roy Jones wants to fight at 50 – in his mid-50s, and Anderson Silva, who's, like, coming up to 50, that's cool. Let them fight each other. But Father Time remains undefeated. Look, I'm 45 years old. I stay fit. I do things. Sometimes if I do nothing for 3 days, I go to sleep healthy and I'll wake up with three different problems in my back. Like, this is what happens when you enter your 40s, 50s, and certainly 60s. You cannot function the same way that you used to, no matter how much you want to mentally. Things catch up with you, especially if you've had a career in combat sports. And that was horrible. I love Vitor, good friend of mine. But, you know, there was no business with Holyfield had no business being in that ring at that age. And it was a sad day to see that.
He was barely making it when he was at the end of his prime.
You're right.
Right? Like, we had questions when he was at the end of his career about Holyfield being able to go in the ring.
The sad thing is, look, and I'm not putting anyone down. I respect all these guys. They're legends, you know. Holyfield, Vitor, they've all done incredible things in their sports. But I think with us, we certainly love entertainment. We're the only ones who've successfully put on tag team boxing, which, if you haven't seen it, it's really entertaining. It's legit. Good action in the ring. And you've got purists who say, oh, you guys are ruining the sport. We're not ruining shit. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. We're not ruining anything. What we're doing is we're bringing more eyeballs, more excitement, more entertainment to this to the product of boxing. And we've got young fans who are like enticed to watch our product. And because of that, they now know who Canelo is. I know that sounds crazy, but they didn't know the traditional boxing guys beforehand. Mm-hmm. So we're a positive influence in that regard. And we've never said, our Misfits Pro is a different product to Misfits Boxing. Misfits Boxing is crossover, but we definitely draw the line on stuff where we think someone could get seriously hurt or it's unethical or immoral. Right. So there has to be a line. And I think those two examples are examples of crossing it.
Man, before we get you out of here, just for a Saturday night, anything particular for the Miami crowd that wants to get out there that you're particularly excited about that you guys are putting on for this weekend?
We've got two future world champions making their debut on Misfits. That's going to be incredible. The rest of the card, I can guarantee you, especially people who poo-poo the space, this particular card, you're going to have a lot of really good fighters. For people who are influencers, YouTubers, streamers who've been doing this for less than 2-3 years, you guys are going to see their levels are really good. And it's going to be an exciting night of fights. So can't wait to see you all there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. Misfits Boxing coming up, James L. Knight Center on
the Fight Game and Cussing
Saturday. Yeah, just what it is, man. Keeping it loose.
I would, but I would say, like, there has to be a cutoff. Here's the problem: money talks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that these cards that they putting together, you know, if enough money is there to be made, they'll put the card together and pay off who they got to pay off. If Mike Tyson is getting paid enough money, he'll go fight.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the problem, that if somebody above all of the money, all of this, doesn't come in and say, no, too much.
Yeah. Because it's like Mike Tyson, like Holyfield did, even at 60, like, damn, that guy looks like he's in good shape. They look it, but like, it's just not the same. It's not the same. Doesn't fire on the cylinders like it used to.
No. Your mind say punch. And then by the time it gets to your fist, you'd have been hitting the head three times. I'm just telling you, it's like your reaction time when it's 2 degrees. That's how it is when you get old.
Which one of y'all kicked me?
Yeah. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, like, especially for me, because I'm older than you guys, I remember a different Mike Tyson. I remember Tyson, you spent $100 or $70 to watch a 10-second fight. And felt like you were entertained, right? That doesn't that like now you, and what Mams is talking about is now if you saw that, you wouldn't say great fighter. You'd be like, man, I paid, you know, all this money for 10 seconds. So now they're trying to put other things out there to kind of make it worth the money that you're spending on it.
Appreciate him for joining the show. That's our show for today, everybody. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.